This is the ESB, Entry 3 Certificate in ESOL, Examination B1. Section 1, Listening. I am going to give you the instructions for this part of the test. You will hear this sound at the start of each piece. Remember to transfer your answers to the optical mark form before the end of the exam. Now open your question paper and look at part 1 of the listening test. Listening part 1. You will hear people talking in 10 different situations. For questions 1 to 10, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You will hear each passage twice. You have 1 minute to read the questions for part 1. Part 1. Passage 1. Stephen, what would you like to eat for dinner this evening? I'm going shopping soon. You can come with me if you like.
No, thanks. I'm going to Paula's house in a minute.
OK. Shall we have pizza tonight? I'll buy one from the supermarket. And I'll make some salad to go with it.
Oh, Mum, we have pizza every weekend. Can't we have something different for a change?
Well, I could buy some fish while I'm shopping.
But you don't like fish very much, Mum.
It's not my favourite. Maybe we could have chicken.
OK, it's better than pizza. Let's have it with salad and fries.
Now listen again. Stephen, what would you like to eat for dinner this evening? I'm going shopping soon. You can come with me if you like.
No, thanks. I'm going to Paula's house in a minute.
OK. Shall we have pizza tonight? I'll buy one from the supermarket, and I'll make some salad to go with it.
Oh, Mum, we have pizza every weekend. Can't we have something different for a change?
Well, I could buy some fish while I'm shopping.
But you don't like fish very much, Mum.
It's not my favourite. Maybe we could have chicken.
OK. It's better than pizza. Let's have it with salad and fries.
Passage 2. Hi, Lee.
Are you going into town today, Stella?
Yes. I'm looking for a game for my brother. It's his birthday next week. I'm not sure what to get him, though. He's already got lots of action games.
Well, buy him something different then. What about the new superhero game? I've heard it has great graphics.
Maybe, but he really likes sports games.
Well, I know just the one for him then. There's a new World Cup game that's only just out in the shops. I don't know anyone who's got it yet.
That sounds a great idea. I'm sure my brother will love it. Now listen again. Hi, Lee.
Are you going into town today, Stella?
Yes. I'm looking for a game for my brother. It's his birthday next week. I'm not sure what to get him, though. He's already got lots of action games.
Well, buy him something different then. What about the new superhero game? I've heard it has great graphics.
Maybe, but he really likes sports games.
Well, I know just the one for him then. There's a new World Cup game that's only just out in the shops. I don't know anyone who's got it yet.
That sounds a great idea. I'm sure my brother will love it. Passage 3.
Hi, Jenny. Are you looking forward to the school sports day?
Yes, Spiro. I really am. I'm playing in the girls' volleyball match.
That's great. I'll come and watch you. I was hoping to play football, but the coach didn't choose me for the team.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I know you really love football, and you're such a great player.
Oh, well, I could have taken part in the running. I was chosen for the 100-meter race, but the other runners are much faster than me. In the end, I decided not to do it because I wouldn't win.
Oh, Spiro, it doesn't matter if you lose the race. You should still take part.
Well, I'll just have to watch everyone else this year. I'm disappointed, though.
Now listen again.
Hi, Jenny. Are you looking forward to the school sports day?
Yes, Spiro. I really am. I'm playing in the girls' volleyball match.
That's great. I'll come and watch you. I was hoping to play football, but the coach didn't choose me for the team.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I know you really love football, and you're such a great player.
Oh, well, I could have taken part in the running. I was chosen for the 100-meter race, but the other runners are much faster than me. In the end, I decided not to do it because I wouldn't win.
Oh, Spiro, it doesn't matter if you lose the race. You should still take part.
Well, I'll just have to watch everyone else this year. I'm disappointed, though.
Passage 4.
Hi, Grandma. I thought I'd come and see you. I'm so tired because of moving at the weekend.
Come in, Tony. It's nice to see you. Do you like your new home?
Well, I don't like it as much as our old house. That was very modern, but the new house is old, and it's so cold.
But it will soon feel warmer now that you're living in it.
Yes, but the garden isn't very big. I won't be able to have parties outside and invite all my friends.
Well, that's a shame. But the new house is much larger, so you could have parties inside instead. Is there anything you like about the house?
Well, my bedroom's much larger, so there's space for all my things. And my friend lives in the same street, so I can see him every day.
Now listen again.
Hi, Grandma. I thought I'd come and see you. I'm so tired because of moving at the weekend.
Come in, Tony. It's nice to see you. Do you like your new home?
Well, I don't like it as much as our old house. That was very modern. But the new house is old, and it's so cold.
But it will soon feel warmer now that you're living in it.
Yes, but the garden isn't very big. I won't be able to have parties outside and invite all my friends.
Well, that's a shame. But the new house is much larger, so you could have parties inside instead. Is there anything you like about the house?
Well, my bedroom's much larger, so there's space for all my things. And my friend lives in the same street, so I can see him every day.
Passage 5.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Hello. I'm phoning about an item I ordered from your website about 3 weeks ago. I still haven't received it. My name's Peter Blake, and I live at number 3 Westside Terrace.
I apologise for the delay, Mr. Blake. I'll just check on the computer and see what's happened. Sorry, the computer's a bit slow.
Well, it's like your delivery service, then. Your website says you deliver items within 3 to 4 days. I ordered the parcel in March, and now it's April.
Yes, and I'm very sorry, sir. Oh, the computer says it was delivered last week.
Well, it wasn't delivered to my address. Can you find out what's happened, please?
Yes, of course, sir.
Now listen again.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Hello. I'm phoning about an item I ordered from your website about 3 weeks ago. I still haven't received it. My name's Peter Blake, and I live at number 3 Westside Terrace.
I apologise for the delay, Mr. Blake. I'll just check on the computer and see what's happened. Sorry, the computer's a bit slow.
Well, it's like your delivery service, then. Your website says you deliver items within 3 to 4 days. I ordered the parcel in March, and now it's April.
Yes, and I'm very sorry, sir. Oh, the computer says it was delivered last week.
Well, it wasn't delivered to my address. Can you find out what's happened, please?
Yes, of course, sir.
Passage 6.
Good afternoon, customers. We hope you're enjoying shopping at Fresh Foods Supermarket. There are lots of special offers for you today. Before I tell you about these, please listen to the following announcement. The customer car park on Green Road is very busy today. Some customers have left their cars where the delivery vans park at the back of the store. Please could customers remove their cars from this area, as the delivery vans need to stop there. If our customer car park is full, you can park in the cinema car park at the end of Berry Road for up to 2 hours. Now, let me tell you about our special offers today.
Now listen again.
Good afternoon, customers. We hope you're enjoying shopping at Fresh Foods Supermarket. There are lots of special offers for you today. Before I tell you about these, Please listen to the following announcement. The customer car park on Green Road is very busy today. Some customers have left their cars where the delivery vans park at the back of the store. Please could customers remove their cars from this area, as the delivery vans need to stop there. If our customer car park is full, you can park in the cinema car park at the end of Bury Road for up to 2 hours. Now, let me tell you about our special offers today.
Passage 7. I'm so excited about going on holiday next week, Alan.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it too, Pam. We still haven't decided how to get to the airport yet. It costs too much to park at the airport, so I don't want to leave the car there.
I thought you wanted to go by taxi.
No. It's far too expensive to go by taxi. We said we'd go either by bus or by train. I'd like to book tickets soon, so let's decide now.
The bus is so slow, Alan. It'll take about 4 hours to get there. Let's get the train.
Well, the train's quite expensive. Are you sure?
Yes. I don't care about the money. I'd rather pay more and have a shorter journey. Now listen again. I'm so excited about going on holiday next week, Alan.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it too, Pam. We still haven't decided how to get to the airport yet. It costs too much to park at the airport, so I don't want to leave the car there.
I thought you wanted to go by taxi.
No, it's far too expensive to go by taxi. We said we'd go either by bus or by train. I'd like to book tickets soon, so let's decide now.
The bus is so slow, Alan. It'll take about 4 hours to get there. Let's get the train.
Well, the train's quite expensive. Are you sure?
Yes. I don't care about the money. I'd rather pay more and have a shorter journey. Passage 8.
Well, Jessica, it's going to rain this weekend, so we can't go to the seaside for the day. What should we do instead?
Well, you could decorate the small bedroom, Ryan. You promised to do it months ago.
Oh, I think I'll be too tired to do that. I've been working hard this week.
I've been busy, and I'm tired too. But I've still got to do all the housework.
That's why I thought we could go out for the day, so we could both relax a little.
I suppose we could visit my niece and her husband. She keeps inviting us to go, but we never have time.
Yes, okay. Why don't you phone her and see if they're free?
Now listen again.
Well, Jessica, it's going to rain this weekend, so we can't go to the seaside for the day. What should we do instead?
Well, you could decorate the small bedroom, Ryan. You promised to do it months ago.
Oh, I think I'll be too tired to do that. I've been working hard this week.
I've been busy, and I'm tired too. But I've still got to do all the housework.
That's why I thought we could go out for the day, so we could both relax a little.
I suppose we could visit my niece and her husband. She keeps inviting us to go, but we never have time.
Yes, okay. Why don't you phone her and see if they're free?
Passage 9.
Hi, Penny. What are you doing this evening?
Hi, Andy. It's my sister's birthday on Wednesday. I haven't got any money to buy her a gift, so I thought I'd make something.
Oh, nice idea. Are you going to make a cake?
I think my mother's making one, as she loves baking. My new hobby's making jewellery, so I'm going to make her a special necklace or some earrings.
But your sister never wears jewellery. Why don't you knit her a jumper? She'll wear that in winter.
It'll take too long to knit something. I won't finish it in time. No, I'm going to make her a necklace, and I'll make sure she wears it on her birthday. Now listen again.
Hi, Penny. What are you doing this evening?
Hi, Andy. It's my sister's birthday on Wednesday. I haven't got any money to buy her a gift, so I thought I'd make something.
Oh, nice idea. Are you going to make a cake?
I think my mother's making one, as she loves baking. My new hobby's making jewellery, so I'm going to make her a special necklace or some earrings.
But your sister never wears jewellery. Why don't you knit her a jumper? She'll wear that in winter.
It'll take too long to knit something. I won't finish it in time. No, I'm going to make her a necklace, and I'll make sure she wears it on her birthday. Passage 10.
Hello. I'd like to leave a message for Gordon. This is Carrie Wilkins from IT Solutions. I'm calling about the job interview you recently had. Well, Gordon, the interview panel were very impressed with you and would like to offer you a job. There's a small change to the offer, though. Instead of the new job beginning in July, as we originally discussed, we'd like you to start a month later, in August. If that's not convenient because of holidays, it might be possible to start at the beginning of September. Anyway, I hope you're able to accept the job. Please call me back and we can discuss all the details then. Goodbye.
Now listen again.
Hello. I'd like to leave a message for Gordon. This is Carrie Wilkins from IT Solutions. I'm calling about the job interview you recently had. Well, Gordon, the interview panel were very impressed with you and would like to offer you a job. There's a small change to the offer, though. Instead of the new job beginning in July, as we originally discussed, we'd like you to start a month later, in August. If that's not convenient because of holidays, it might be possible to start at the beginning of September. Anyway, I hope you're able to accept the job. Please call me back and we can discuss all the details then. Goodbye.
That is the end of part one of the listening test. Now turn to part two. Listening Part 2. Listen to a talk about living in Paris. For questions 11 to 20, decide whether the sentences below are true or false. You will hear the recording twice. You have 1 minute to read the questions for Part 2. When I was a young girl, I went on a school holiday to France. We stayed in a pretty little town on the coast. One day, we went to Paris to see all the famous sights, including the Eiffel Tower and Notre Dame Cathedral. We visited Paris again one evening and saw all these beautiful buildings in the bright city lights. I've never forgotten this time in Paris, and I've even kept all the photographs that I took. When I was older, I decided to go to Paris again and look for a job. When I first arrived, it was difficult to find work. I didn't know where to look or how to apply for a job. But there were many English people there, so I soon made lots of friends, and they helped me. In fact, it didn't take long to find a job. I found one in 2 weeks, so I was very happy. France is famous for its food, and I used to love buying fresh bread from the bakery every evening on my way home from work. The shops I loved the most, though, were the chocolate shops. They were amazing. They sold chocolate in all shapes and sizes. For example, huge Eiffel Towers and animals, and they tasted delicious. Living in Paris was difficult at first because I didn't speak the language. Once, I spent about 2 hours planning what to say before I went to the bank. The assistant wasn't helpful, and I felt very embarrassed, so I decided to work hard and improve my French. Paris is a beautiful city, and I made so many wonderful friends there. Unfortunately, I don't see them anymore, but I still have my memories, so I don't feel sad. One of my favourite places was Shakespeare and Co., a bookshop selling English language books. Famous writers have stayed there, and many tourists visit it each year. But the owner was very bad-tempered. The bookshop is in the Latin Quarter, an area that is full of restaurants. My friends and I couldn't afford to eat there very often, but we used to walk around looking at the menus and the tourists inside. Once, we got invited into a Greek restaurant and were given a free meal by one of the waiters. We really enjoyed that night. Now listen again. When I was a young girl, I went on a school holiday to France. We stayed in a pretty little town on the coast. One day, we went to Paris to see all the famous sights, including the Eiffel Tower and Notre Dame Cathedral. We visited Paris again one evening and saw all these beautiful buildings in the bright city lights. I've never forgotten this time in Paris, and I've even kept all the photographs that I took. When I was older, I decided to go to Paris again and look for a job. When I first arrived, it was difficult to find work. I didn't know where to look or how to apply for a job. But there were many English people there, so I soon made lots of friends, and they helped me. In fact, it didn't take long to find a job. I found one in 2 weeks, so I was very happy. France is famous for its food, and I used to love buying fresh bread from the bakery every evening on my way home from work. The shops I loved the most, though, were the chocolate shops. They were amazing. They sold chocolate in all shapes and sizes. For example, huge Eiffel Towers and animals, and they tasted delicious. Living in Paris was difficult at first because I didn't speak the language. Once, I spent about 2 hours planning what to say before I went to the bank. The assistant wasn't helpful, and I felt very embarrassed, so I decided to work hard and improve my French. Paris is a beautiful city, and I made so many wonderful friends there. Unfortunately, I don't see them anymore, but I still have my memories, so I don't feel sad. One of my favourite places was Shakespeare and Co., a bookshop selling English language books. Famous writers have stayed there, and many tourists visit it each year. But the owner was very bad-tempered. The bookshop is in the Latin Quarter, an area that is full of restaurants. My friends and I couldn't afford to eat there very often, but we used to walk around looking at the menus and the tourists inside. Once, we got invited into a Greek restaurant and were given a free meal by one of the waiters. We really enjoyed that night. That is the end of the listening test. Do not forget to transfer your answers to the optical mark form before the end of the examination. You will not be given extra time to do this. You may now continue with the rest of the exam.